gold. I will consider doing this for gold.
But now I don't write down the matrix because it would take up too much space. There are 79 electrons. And I just write in Dirac notation the product of the atomic orbitals. And then when you write out the determinant of this, so we write a Slater determinant. When you write out the determinant, it turns out that an n by n matrix has n factorial terms. And n factorial is growing very fast. So for 79, if we really wrote down the Slater determinant, there would be 9 times 10 to the 116 terms to it, which is, again, too many. So it seems like we're stuck, even with the, this is the simple approximation where we neglect the electron-electron interactions, and still here we have numerical difficulties. And the way to get around these difficulties would be to start building the wave function not from the 1s, but start with the valence electrons. So for gold, the issue might be, is the electron configuration 5d, 10, 6s1, or is it maybe 5d, 9, 6s2? These are two possible electron configurations. This is the real lowest energy configuration. But to calculate whether what the difference in energy between these two would be, you can start with putting the 6s and the 5d orbitals in the matrix and neglect all the lower energy ones and do the calculation. If you put all the 5d in, there are 10 there are 2 in the 6s, it would be a 12 by 12 matrix, which isn't too big to handle numerically. You can put this into MATLAB and calculate with a 12 by 12 matrix. So you can calculate the energy just using the valence electrons. And if you were to include the 1s and the 2s, the low energy electrons, what they will do is just push the energy of both states up and down. It would push them both up and down the same amount, but it won't make the one with higher energy then change to being the one with lower energy, if you were to include the lower electrons. So you include electrons until the mathematical problem gets too hard. And we will have to do this with molecules as well, because typically in molecules there are too many electrons to include them all. So you include just the valence electrons and do the calculation with the valence electrons, and this will give you some idea about which state is the one with the lowest energy.